Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Talk Live, Journeys into Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It is a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and rational empiricists. For people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith, because nothing here is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, 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 dear friends. We are delighted to have you with us on this Wednesday in November. We're on the road, actually. We are in not our usual San Diego. We are in San Francisco, where we thought we'd get a couple days of rest and relaxation after the Jewish holidays, but it's pouring rain right now, so we won't be going out to too many places. Before we begin, let me remind you of my newest book, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People. It is published by Monkfish Publishing. A compelling appraisal of the state of our present-day world and a bold, visionary, spirit-filled blueprint for its transformation and evolution through radical loving and awesome holiness. It is a call to oneness, a promise that Earth can be Eden once again. You can find out more about this book at the website radicallovingbook.com. It's available in bookstores, wherever you get your books, and, of course, from online sellers like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and directly from the publisher, Monkfish Publishing. It's an important book. It's a book that the world needs, I believe, now more than ever, much more than ever. It is that spirit-filled blueprint for transformation and evolution of our world. So please take a look at it, check out the website, and grab yourself a copy. Well, 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 my guest today is my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossett. She is, of course, our most frequent and most popular guest on Spirit Talk Live, and she returns with an update on what is happening spiritually and energetically in our cosmos. These cosmic times. Ellen's channel information helps make sense of our now chaotic lives and gives us guidance and direction for personal and cosmic understanding and fulfillment. So much has been going on in the world lately, and Ellen has not been on the program for a few months, so there's so much to tell. Ellen is the world master of the psycho-spiritual therapy called Soul Memory Discovery. You can find out more about that at its website, soulmemorydiscovery.com. And she is the author channel of the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times. You can subscribe to The Cosmic Times through that website as well, soulmemorydiscovery.com. And so, as we do at least twice a year, we welcome to Spirit Talk Live my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossett. Ellen, welcome, welcome to Spirit Talk Live.
Thank you. It's so nice to be with you.
So, here's the issue for this month, and we'll get deeper into these issues as the program goes along. But we need to know from you the story of Shekhinah, the story of the divine feminine presence, the indwelling presence of God, of the divine. Because everything that we need to talk about today depends on our understanding of Shekhinah and her place in our world, her place in our lives, her history, and actually, as you say, her history. Ellen Kaufman Dusk.
So, in Hebrew, the word Shekhinah means neighborhood. And you can hear how close that is to the word Shekhinah, the divine feminine. And it's because the Shekhinah resides amongst us. She doesn't sit above us. She doesn't command and direct or guide or even suggest. She simply, her energy simply flows. The divine energy simply flows amongst us. That is between each person, in all the interstitial spaces, between our cells and our organs and our nerves and our minds and our beings. She flows in order to source us, and she is the source of our life, of our living, of our awareness and consciousness. And the issue always has been that no matter how she flows amongst and between us, if we are not conscious enough of the presence of her holiness, we can't access, we can't use all the life force and sourcing and watering that she provides for us. And so what could be an immense flow of divinity might just be a trickle, just a slight trickle to keep us alive physically. And, you know, if you... Every bit of matter on this earth plane has an energy field, and that energy field can be measured and graphed. And if you were to graph that energy field of every bit of matter on this earth plane, it would show up on the piece of paper as a sine wave. A sine wave is one of those lines that has hills and valleys, and it moves. Energy always moves out from us. And so if those hills and valleys are spread far enough apart, then as they travel out past any kind of a designated marker, we can see the frequency with which they pass across that designated marker. When we talk about 3D or third dimension or fifth dimension or any of the dimensions, we're just talking about ranges of frequency. So, for example, between, say, 1,000 and 1,500 is a particular range of frequency. So imagine that there are 12 dimensions in this world. You can hear then that third dimension, the dimension that we have all lived in, that can be seen and touched and felt and heard, that's all 3D. We can imagine then that in the course of, in the scheme of things, 3D is a relatively low dimension. What that means is that the hills and valleys of the sine waves move across that designated marker at a very low frequency. That is, the hills and valleys are spaced far apart. The hills are spaced far apart. So now imagine that the light of the divine flows all the time. And light, by the way, is the same word as data, is the same word as information. And the only bit of information there is the light of God. That information is that every bit of matter, everyone, everything, every moment is divine, is a divine expression, is a manifestation of full source. If the hills and valleys are spaced far apart, all that God information, God in formation, that is you and me and Sam down the street and Amanda down the hill, every bit of God in formation can flip right through the hills and valleys without ever intersecting the line of the sine wave. What that means is that when our consciousness is low, that is when the frequency is very low, we miss most of that God in formation. We just miss completely that God is all around us and everywhere and always has been. That is, we miss that we are living in the neighborhood. We are living in the flow of the Shekhinah. We just miss it. And when we miss it, we come to believe that nothing is holy, that nothing is divine, that we are not divine, that we are separated from God. And if I am separated from God in me, then I'm separated from God in you and God in everything else. And if I am that separate, then I feel alone and scared and frightened. And I'm not aware that there is any sourcing for me. And so then life becomes all about survival rather than thriving and relaxing and breathing into the ever-present God breath and being breathed by it.
So, Ellen, it seems as if what you are saying here is that we have been living in a third dimensional world where we have missed a great deal of life because we've missed a great deal of God, and God is life. We've missed a great deal of understanding of the workings and the mysteries of the universe, and that there is somewhere else that we could go, somewhere else that we could be, somewhere else that we could aspire to.
So it's not quite somewhere else. It's more about becoming more conscious, more aware that the Shekhinah has never left us, that the Shekhinah flows amongst and between and within and through, and that we live in that flow and are actually a part of that flow. So, beginning maybe about 150 years ago or so, as science and even the beginnings of technology began to blossom, life for some people, at least some of the people living in what we would call first world countries, became a little gentler, a little easier, so that we could get up in the morning and not have to spend the whole day simply trying to get enough food and enough heat and enough shelter and enough clothing to survive. Life became a little easier with the advent of electricity and cooking stoves and washing machines and eventually heating, central heating, and even then as late as air conditioning. Life became a whole lot easier and gentler. And we could then begin to be to afford to be more conscious of the world we lived in, because we weren't always just struggling to survive. And lifespans became longer as medicines arrived, and we didn't have to suffer pain and agony. And warfare even became gentler and easier, as we didn't have to face our opponent in hand-to-hand combat with knives and swords and spears and axes. And in that easier gentleness, we were able to afford to be more aware and raise up our eyes and raise up our heads and look around us and be more conscious of our world. And as we became more conscious of our world, the measurement of our sine waves began to change. And the sine wave emanating from our beings had hills and valleys that were closer to one another. Beginning in the 1960s, and again very strongly after 1987, the sine wave changed enough that the hills and valleys began to gather together and become closer together. And in that closeness, the frequency raised. That is, those hills moved across that designated marker faster, at a greater, higher frequency. And so as all that God information, the light, moved through, more of it intersected the sine wave itself. And what did we become more conscious of? The only thing that there is to be conscious of, and that is the presence of the divinity, the presence of the Shekhinah, the presence of the divine feminine, the presence of God sourcing us. And as we have become more conscious of the presence of the Shekhinah amongst us, we become more sourced. And in that greater sourcing, we become more conscious. And in that greater consciousness, we become more aware of the presence of holiness within and around each of us and each other and every moment. And I know this sounds crazy at this time, but we even become more aware of the possibility that how things unfold is a perfection. And so, with that rise in consciousness, we are at that place in our evolution where some of us are so conscious, that is, the hills and valleys of the sine wave are moving so much closer together, that we're actually moving out of the range of frequency that we call 3D and just beginning to rise into the frequency, the range of frequency that we would call 5D dimension. So just as separation, the belief that we are separate from one another and God and ourselves, is the hallmark of 3D, so that holiness, the holiness of everything and everyone, becomes the hallmark of fifth dimension. And we're just beginning to move in that direction.
You know, as you're talking, it occurred to me that that the arts often are reflective of the state of the world long before we understand the state of the world. So that's why in the 60s they began singing about the age of Aquarius. But even earlier than that, the hills are alive with the sound of music. So the reverberation in the hills and valleys was becoming more and more clear. How does this manifest? What do we see? What do we see to this fifth dimension? We'll ask that of Ellen Kaufman Dossick, my holy wife, when we return after these messages. I am Rabbi Wayne Dossick. I am with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, who is the world master of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery and the author channel of the monthly internet publication The Cosmic Times. You can find out more about Ellen and Soul Memory Discovery and be a subscriber to The Cosmic Times by going to the website soulmemorydiscovery.com. We'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest.
Sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Save the Animals Today offers a respectable retirement and end-of-life experience for all the horses that have been abandoned as they age. Not a day goes by that people don't call Save the Animals Today looking for a place for their horses. Patty and the folks at Save the Animals Today do their best to bring as many horses as they possibly can to beautiful Dudette Ranch to love them and care for them. Dudette Ranch is a special place. Horses and other farm animals enjoy the peaceful sanctuary of the lovely hills north of San Diego. Volunteers of all ages come to interact with and take care of these wonderful creatures. Older folks who had horses when they were growing up and now have some free time especially enjoy helping around the barn with animals who want the extra attention. Save the Animals Today would like to provide shelter for every farm animal who needs rescue. Right now, there's a waiting list. Dudette Ranch needs your help. The horses need your help. You can help these magnificent animals by making a tax-deductible donation to Save the Animals Today. $25 will make a difference, and $25 a month will mean another older horse will enjoy its older years, loved and cared for. If you want to help even more, visit the website at www.savetheanimalstoday.org.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Spirit Talk Live, I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you back to our conversation today with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master, both practitioner and teacher of the Psycho-Spiritual Therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times. Ellen comes on the program only maybe twice a year to summarize what's been going on the last 6 months or so, but you can find out every single month what's going on through her channeling by subscribing to The Cosmic Times. It is one of the best investments you will make. Check it out on the website soulmemorydiscovery.com. So we're asking Ellen, how does this manifest? If we're moving from 3D to 5D, what do we see? How is this manifesting? Ellen Kaufman-Dossick.
So as all of you are experiencing moment by moment, life right now is akin to living inside a level 12 hurricane. Not a level 3 or 4 or 5, no, a level 12 hurricane that, oh my goodness gracious, it's just a wild and crazy time, and I know that anxieties are so high right now, and the fear is so present, and there are reasons for this. So as you can imagine, third dimension in which everything that you see and everything that you touch and hear and feel, everything in 3D has been in this range of frequency for eons and eons of time. And in this time, most of the time, we have believed we were separate from God and separate from each other and even ourselves. We've been so separate from God that that churches of all religions have had to really raise the vibration in those churches and temples and mosques and synagogues just so that people could be at a high enough frequency to even begin to perceive the presence. And so that was done with beautiful flying buttressed arched cathedrals and gorgeous art and gold and silver and incense and music, and so that when you walked into one of the great cathedrals or temples, you were somehow lifted up out of the mundane, ordinary horror of life on earth that was considered to be a veil of tears and a living hell. That you could let go of some of the mud that you dragged in with you at the baptismal font in front, the waters, and the waters of the Shekhinah, of the Divine Mother, and move into sacred space, which was entirely different from life outside of the cathedral or the temple or the mosque. And you know, if you were on your own, if you wanted to pray or connect with the divine, you had to sort of fight your way out of your physical existence by fasting or being in chastity, chaste, or even flagellation, the harming of the flesh, to pretend that you were lifted up above the body, above the physicality of the world, which was immersed in separation consciousness, in very low consciousness. In that very low consciousness, we believed then that in order to survive, we needed to do whatever we needed to do to get food for our family and warmth so that we didn't freeze or starve, And that included grabbing as much as we could, even if it meant harming and killing our neighbors in our neighborhood, much less our enemies. And so it's been a very, very violent existence in which the average lifespan was perhaps 35 years old. And, thank goodness, because survival was very hard and life in many ways was quite horrific and just full of treachery and pain. And so we come now to the ending, to the completion of 3D. That is, we are rising in consciousness to the point where we are beginning to let go of the notion of separation, and as we become more aware of the holiness throughout. And so 3D is beginning to come to an end. And why would that ending be any different from the way 3D has been experienced and lived for the past many eons and eons of time? So it's coming to a close with as much vileness and ferocity and devastation and horror as it has been experienced and lived, because that's the nature of separation. So that's one piece. Another piece is that when things are changing so rapidly, and the winds are blowing so fiercely, fear is a great possibility amongst human beings. It's sort of our fallback position. And when things look terrifying, when we are unconscious of our own power, we look around madly to find a strong man who might be able to save us. You know, in separation, we haven't dared to look into our own hearts. In fact, those who have looked into their own hearts for their own truth have very often found themselves in big trouble. Because what do we find when we look into our hearts and find our own truths? We come upon our own power, which is a great threat to those who have been, the ones who are in power, and then they wish to wipe us out. So we have learned over the eons, never look into your own heart. Don't come into your own power. Rather, look outside of yourself and find a strong man who you think you can rely on to save you from the great, fierce winds that are blowing, the winds of change.
And we'll find out when we come back with Ellen Kaufman Dossick if that is exactly what's happening in the world today. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master, teacher, and practitioner of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery and the channel author of the internet publication These Cosmic Times. We'll be back after these messages to hear more about the separation and hopefully the harmonization when we return after these messages. As always, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest.
Thank you. sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dosick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dosick.
In 1972, Sur La Table opened in Seattle, selling hard-to-find kitchen items, and now they have 55 stores nationwide, offering kitchen tools from around the world to prepare any cuisine. Sur La Table has a full range of houseware and kitchen products, even books and food. Visit a Sur La Table store, or better yet, for faster service, go to thehealthylife.net's advertiser page and click on Sur La Table. With the best products, gift cards, and sale items, you can be on your way to being a first-class cook right now.
Do you wonder what is happening in our world? Do you wonder what the forces of the universe are doing to us? Is your life affected by the ebb and flow of events over which you seem to have little control? The answers to these questions and more can be found in the internet publication Cosmic Times, Spiritual News You Can Use, a bi-monthly channel transmission from Ellen Kaufman Dosick. Since 1994, the Cosmic Times has offered detailed information about what is happening energetically in our cosmos and how we can best support the emerging consciousness within ourselves and our world. Many people feel like the Cosmic Times keeps them sane in a seemingly crazy world, lifts their vibrations, and supports their continuing growth and expansion. You can subscribe to the Cosmic Times by going to the website www.soulmemorydiscovery.com. Join the thousands who benefit from the wisdom and insights in the Cosmic Times and receive spiritual news you can use. www.soulmemorydiscovery.com.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
I'm Rabbi Wayne Dosick, along today with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dosick, and we're talking about the manifestation of 5D in a 3D world, and this is HealthyLife.net, all positive talk radio, and I wish to remain as positive as possible. However, the reality is that the election in the United States is now over, and the candidate who was seen as separating the attempt to be the authoritarian figure has prevailed. And it means, at least in the psycho-spiritual way that we see it, we're talking about staying within separation as opposed to moving toward oneness consciousness. And so, we ask Ellen, what do you think went with the election? That is it a gigantic step forward or backward for the United States, and because the United States is so powerful in the world, for the entire world? Ellen.
So it's not just us who are living inside a level 12 hurricane. The winds are blowing so strongly. Why? Because that's what it takes to disengage us, to untwine us from all the ways we've been connected through 3D unconsciousness. And so we're living in a whirlwind, and it's not just us, it's the whole world, and so you watch the whole world, much of the population of the whole world, become frightened enough to look for strong men to save them? The answer, of course, is that each person is the strong person. Each person has the capacity to be empowered to rise above. But it takes the courage to look into our own hearts and find our own truths and stand firm in them and much of the population on Earth is more afraid than courageous. And so you see the turn to the authoritarian right across the whole world because people are very frightened.
Well, once again, we turn to music. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. But why don't we learn anything? We saw this, the authoritarianism with Hitler, with Stalin, with Mussolini. Why haven't we learned anything in 80 years?
Well, we have learned. We've learned a lot. And so there are many, many, many now who are finding their direction from the truths of their own hearts. And it still remains scary. What many of us are finding as we begin to hang on with both hands to our own divinity, to our own divine essence, to our own essential nature, which is our God self, what we're finding is the strength and the power to stand for the basic qualities that have stood at the center of humankind forever. Kindness, love, compassion, truth, understanding, generosity, courage, faith. That's what we're finding. And when we stand in that, then we can have compassion for all the ones who are terrified. And we can understand because we're terrified also. And we also have the power and the courage to stand and anchor in love and compassion and kindness and faith and trust.
And we really have no choice. I'm reminded of the story about the terrible fire that was taking place in the forest. And the panther, which is one of the swiftest, fastest animals on Earth. I think the cheetah's a little faster, but the panther's very, very fast. Was running away from the fire as quickly as she could. And there was a little hummingbird flapping its wings as hummingbirds do so many times a second, flying into the fire and then out back from the fire and then flying into the fire again. So the panther said to the hummingbird, "What are you doing? I'm running away from the fire to save myself. What are you doing continually flying into the fire?" And the little hummingbird said, "Well, you see, every time I fly away from the fire, I go to the lake, and I take a little bit of water in my tiny little beak, and I fly it into the fire and drop the water, hoping that it will help put out the fire, and then I go back to the lake for more water." So even if we have little beaks, even if we have wings that we have to flap so hard, we have the ability to fly into the fire to do our part instead of running away, instead of fleeing the flames, we can fly into the flames and try to put them out with our goodness and with our justice and our compassion and our righteousness and our decency and our dignity.
So the evolution is such that human beings, humankind, will eventually move into higher and higher consciousness and eventually be conscious enough to move from the 3D range of frequency into the 5D range of frequency. That's happening. Heaven, we no longer have to go out of our bodies to fast and pray in order to reach the divine. Heaven is landing on earth. It is. The job of humankind is to ground the values of 5D into this earth. And we can do that by being love and compassion and kindness and generosity and awareness. And that's our work right now. No matter what the outside looks like, our hearts know what's true. And that's where we need to be forced from and recognize the presence of the Shekhinah.
And with that, we'll be back after these messages for our final segment with Ellen Kaufman Dossick. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you as always to come on the journey, join in the quest.
In sacred literature and the Bible, God is known by many names. However, which name for God embodies the spiritual wholeness and essence of God? Discover The Real Name of God is a new book by Rabbi Wayne Dossick. He explores and finds the real name of God. Why is that important? Because the name of God unites all religions and is embedded within us. Get The Real Name of God at your favorite bookstore or online at Amazon.com. The ideas in this book can be world-changing. The Real Name of God by Rabbi Wayne Dossick.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Rabbi Dr. Wayne Dossick is the award-winning author of 8 best-selling books. Living Judaism, The Complete Guide to Jewish Belief, Tradition, and Practice, is now a classic, used in synagogues, churches, seminaries, and universities throughout the country as the basic introduction to Judaism text, and in homes as the perfect one-volume reference to Jewish faith and observance. 20-Minute Kabbalah, co-written with his wife Ellen Kaufman Dossick, uses Tree of Life mysticism to offer a daily personal spiritual practice that brings you to God, your soul knowing, and your heart's desires. The accompanying audio CD, angelically sung by cantor Kathy Robbins, guides you through all the sweet and holy chants. These and other fine books by Rabbi Dossick, including When Life Hurts and Soul Judaism, are available at Amazon.com. For more information about Indigo Children, visit the website www.soulbysoul.com. And for more information about Kabbalah, visit the website www.20minutekabbalah.com. Let Wayne Dossick's books expand your knowledge and enrich your life.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
For our final segment with Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times. Check it all out at soulmemorydiscovery.com. If you need a session with Ellen or one of her, the 500 or more facilitators throughout the world whom she has trained to do this kind of work, do check out the website. So, Ellen, give us hope.
So, when we speak of range of the frequency, it means that the frequency can go from a very low plane to the highest plane in that range of frequency. And we can imagine, just like there are eight notes in an octave, so there are eight planes in each of the ranges of frequency. And so, like it or not, you know, this whirlwind, this level 12 hurricane is because we are rising above 3D consciousness and entering the lowest planes of 5D consciousness. It's happening. Heaven is beginning to land on Earth. That is, the divine masculine is beginning to land into, to ground into, to begin to unite with the divine feminine, who has always been present on this earth plane. And so it becomes the job of humankind literally to land the plane of heaven. To land that plane.
And how do we do that?
How do we do that? It's such a good question. How do we ground heaven into earth? We do that by walking on earth in a different way. We begin by walking with our eyes open and our hearts open, so that the presence of the Shekhinah flows not only around us and within us, but through us, so that we become channels of the divine presence, so that she expresses through our every word and movement and thought and action and beingness, so that we not only express love and compassion and kindness, but that we are love and compassion and kindness and courage and truth and faith and trust. And how do we do this in the midst of a level 12 hurricane? By anchoring ourselves into our own hearts, where the divine presence flows. By turning our attention inward to the heart, and letting the winds blow. You know, the winds blow so that every one of us is untwined from the ways we have behaved and interrelated and interacted previously, because those are all limited, narrow 3D expressions. By limited and narrow, we mean that in 3D separation, there's been the sense that there's never enough, that there are more problems than answers, that we have to fight for what we want, that this is a zero-sum world. Friends, this has never been a zero-sum world. This has always been a sourced and watered world if we are only conscious enough of the presence of the all that is that has always been here. And in that all that is that has always been, there has always been more than enough. There are never problems in 5D, because there are always solutions present. As soon as there is an issue, there is a solution. There is never
a narrowedness or a limitation. There is always limitlessness and abundance. Because the flow of the Shekhinah is endless and infinitely huge. And so all that's required is our being conscious enough of that flow to step into it and be entirely sourced.
And with
that, that's our challenge right now. And so every time we step, take a new step on this earth, we can do so in kindness and love and compassion to anchor in this endless, infinite, eternal sourcing in which everyone wins in every moment because everyone recognizes the presence of holiness throughout.
And with that, Ellen Kaufman Dasa gives us hope and a direction forward. Ellen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the program today and for all your guidance and all your direction to us.
A great honor.
We also thank Doc Collins, who plays our theme song each and every week, and the good folks at HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie, the visionary founder, and Jay Cruz, the extraordinary producer, who have made us at Spirit Talk Live, part of the HealthyLife.net family for close to 15 years now. So next month, my guest will be Rabbi Diane Elliott, a spiritual guide, an energy healer, a poet. She's coming to Spirit Talk Live to discuss the new book, Living in the Presence, a personal quest for the Baal Shem Tov, the magnum opus of her late husband, Rabbi Bert Jacobson, of blessed memory. The book places the Baal Shem in the company of the world's great spiritual teachers and chronicles the Baal Shem's mystical visions that inspired his love and compassion for all creatures. Rabbi Jacobson weaves his own struggles with Jewish identity and how the Baal Shem is his teacher, even from afar. He became a spiritual leader in his own right. And Rabbi Elliott will also discuss her own book, new book of poetry, Traces, Poetry, Prayers, and Torah. If you are in the Bay Area, the launch for this book, for Rabbi Jacobson's book, will be this Saturday night at Kehila, the synagogue he founded in Oakland. Call Kehila, K-E-H-I-L-L-A, for information and directions. I will be speaking there along with John Sweeney, the publisher from Monkfish Publishing. So until next month, friends, be good and do good, be sweet and be holy. Turn your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness, you are sourced to strive for the recognition and the reality of one God, one world, one people, the power and the promise of Eden on earth once again. That's why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, and this is Spirit Talk Live. Until next month, Shalom, Salam, Pax.